We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Brad and Heather Fox, partners in Fox Homes, are going to be the newest HGTV stars, and they live right here in Minnesota. Brad and Heather, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, Paul and I both love HGTV, so we're excited to see your new show. Tell us about the concept of it.
Well, Brad and I, we have been for the last 10 years or so helping people who they're not quite sure what to do. They live in a house that's maybe, you know, great neighborhood, great area, but doesn't quite fit where their family's going. Typically, it's families like ours who maybe they're expanding, they're adding kids, they're having parents move in with them, life's just kind of changing. And the house that they bought 5 years ago doesn't work for them, but we help them decide if they can change that house or if it's time maybe to just find something else entirely.
Okay, so I'm an HGTV addict, and so is my dear wife, Lori. We love the network. We get great ideas, and as Jor said very well, it's nice taking a break from the craziness that's going on right now. But my question... I mean, it's all about, it's the hosts, it's the personalities, but finding that unique niche that differentiates what you're doing from some of the other shows. You got Flip or Flop, you got Love It or List It, and of course, Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines leaving HGTV. Seems like there's an opening for the next power couple. What is your niche, Brad and Heather, and what do you think really sets your show apart? What's the sweetener, the differentiator?
Well, I think, for one thing, we are pretty honest with people, and we like to just kind of keep things light, and Heather and I have a great time together. So it's a little less, maybe a little less vanilla than some of the other shows have been in the past. We do all the real estate and all of the construction in-house, so... When you watch the show this summer, you'll see all of the ups and downs and all of the fun and maybe not so fun aspects that go into our day-to-day lives. So it's a little bit more of a behind-the-scenes look at how the heck we do all this stuff. And it's been a ride. It's been a definite ride.
All right.
We didn't sugarcoat the times when things don't go perfectly. And we actually really appreciate the fact that HGTV didn't want us to. They wanted us to show the fact that, you know what, not everything goes perfectly, and sometimes a house that we think we can renovate and do, you know, add an addition to, and then we find out that things aren't quite what they thought they were behind the walls. And that's real life.
Yeah, and I think that authenticity goes a long way with listeners. They want to see, you know, the good, they want to see the bad, they want to see the warts and all. And I love all the shows on HGTV. At times it seems formulaic. Like, why can we only choose from three homes? I mean, why does it come down to three homes every single time? The other thing that makes us nutty is that sometimes the budgets seem unrealistic. Like, okay, oh, you've got $30,000. Yes, you can do four bedrooms and your kitchen. And it's like, it seems like it's Monopoly money.
Yeah, that's a great point. We actually said from the beginning with them that we wanted the numbers to be real because, you know, we're fans of HGTV too. We've been watching for years and we've seen all the same things that everybody else sees. And, you know, to see like an entire house be gutted and redone for $50,000 just doesn't make any sense. So I can promise you that our numbers on our show will be much, much closer to realistic if they're not always perfect. And I'll tell you, we have to shoot eight episodes in about 8 months. So I think what happens with a lot of these shows...
No, honey, 6 months.
6 months. Yeah, it was about six.
She's already correcting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, here you go. It's all real. There's not a lot of time to shoot the show, to be honest with you. And so I think a lot of the other shows in the past have sort of needed to fall into a formula. You're absolutely right. And I think this time they said, like, let's try to buck the formula. Let's actually just make this as real as possible. And, you know, it's absolutely positive. It's all fun. But it, you know, it's real. And I think that I'm excited to see, we don't get to see it until you all get to see it. So I'm, we've been living it out, but I'm excited to see it as well because it's been a ride for sure.
So how did this happen for you guys? Everybody wants their own HGTV show. Did you shoot a pilot? Did you go through a company? Other people out there want to get on HGTV. How'd you do it?
Well, good question. We actually, we always kind of joked around about it, but we never, ever saw this as part of our future. And we got a call one day from a production company, and we get calls often of people, like, asking us, like, do you want to be on the cover of so-and-so magazine? And then they'll tell you, like, for a low fee of $5,000, you could be on the cover of this or whatever. So we kind of thought it was one of those calls, and Brad took it and just, like, hung up, and they called back, and they're like, no, we're serious. This is, like, we really want to talk to you guys, and there's, you don't need to pay us anything. Like, we want to chat with you and see if this can be a fit. And as we went down the road, doors kept opening, and we always kind of took it with a bit of a grain of salt. Like, well, we'll see if this goes anywhere, great. And if it doesn't, life is good.
Is it tremendous? Is it local, a local company that's producing you guys?
No, you know, it's actually, they're out of Montana. It's called Warm Springs. They do a bunch with HGTV, and then they do a lot actually with other, like, A&E and Discovery. Mm-hmm. They do Mountain Men is one of their big ones, which is really beautifully shot. Yeah, they're awesome. They're just a bunch of, like, smaller town people. Like, I feel like we are too. You know, Minneapolis feels, even though it's a big city, it feels like a small town sometimes.
Go ahead, and, Paul.
Brad and Heather, I just have a question. One of the comments I saw was that the weather becomes almost another character.
Oh yeah.
In your show, are you going to be showcasing Minnesota? I mean, will we be able to watch the show and say, "Oh, I know where they are," and "Oh, I'm glad they got that in."
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it going to be really Minnesota centric?
Oh, definitely. And so, first of all, the weather is absolutely a character. They are, HGTV is based out of Tennessee, so they are a little bit fascinated with the idea that we build all year round. And they intentionally scheduled this over the winter because they wanted to capture as much of that as possible. Now, the challenge is going to be to show people around the country that Minnesota is beautiful in the summer as well. But this is going to be mostly winter, and it definitely has played a role in our timelines and our struggles. And, you know, it's beautiful, but, you know, as we all know, winter can be a little bit of a challenge. So that's definitely
harder to shoot, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, absolutely. But we also wanted to profile as many locations in Minneapolis as possible. So we actually have been pushing them to shoot out at coffee shops and restaurants and just around town just so that we can get some of that local flavor. And there's so much that Minneapolis and the Twin Cities have to offer, and we definitely wanted that to be part of the show.
Great. Great. Well, you look.
I thought Chip, you had another question. Gaines. I'm going to jump in too. How do people get on the show? They want their house redone. How do they get on the show?
We've gotten a few emails. you know, right now we've casted season one, so that's all done, and we are shooting all of those episodes right now. We don't know actually if we'll have a season two, so I would say once we know, I'm sure we will put the word out because casting was a little bit tricky for us this last fall. And so we'll be excited to get the word out and make sure people know that they can send some emails and calls, and we can try to get through to casting. But for now, we're all set. So feel free to reach out, but unfortunately, we can't cast anymore for this year.
Hey, Brad and Heather, Chip and Joanna Gaines put Waco, Texas on the map. Truly.
Yep.
I mean, they've been a growth industry for Waco. People go to Waco. Just
right.
To see their home shop, and they did a great job, and I have no doubt that you're going to do the same thing for the Twin Cities, and we wish you the best of luck. The name of the show again, what should people be looking for?
It's called Stay or Sell, and what we are told is it will premiere sometime in late summer.
Okay, Stay or Sell.
Brad and Heather Fox, well, we wish you the best of luck. You're awesome. Partners in Fox Homes, and we'll look for the show Stay or Sell on HGTV.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks
love
for having
that.
Me.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck,
bye.
You two.
Local couple making it big. We love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.